This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
You big chirping, Mrs. Motherfucking Bobbin. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
What's your language, you bud? We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
Scumbag!
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now, Ham Radio. Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me! Hey, Joe, I hit the wrong button.
I know.
I hit the four and not the other one.
May the fours be with you.
I know. Good evening, everybody.
Yes.
Yes, I know. It's the Ham Radio Show. We are live on the Unfiltered Radio Network. Good evening, like I said. 718-577-1389. All a part, of course, of the Unfiltered Radio Network. We are also live in Facebook World.
Yes.
Ooh.
Facebook World?
Yeah, that's right. On Facebook Live right now in the Facebook Live suite. Marcus is in there. Matt's in there. Nick, the C-U-N-T, back in the business again.
Yeah.
Vanessa's in there.
Where's my
Samantha's in there. Trevor's in there.
Giving us the eye.
Hey, Annette. Baby. Gina's in there. Baby. There's so many.
Boys, leave the mannequin alone.
Hey,
damn right.
That chick's giving us the eye.
I know.
Hey, baby. What?
Wow, you really sucked this week as opposed to last week. That was the longest sound effect ever.
It repeated itself.
I noticed. just like that bagel I had for lunch.
It's just like you, Billy.
I know. Yeah, it's when Billy sits in that seat, he gets fucked up. When Billy sat in Danny's seat, everything was like a well-oiled machine, Joe.
A champion.
Like a champion. He was Employee of the Month last week.
I know.
It was amazing. This week, not so much. Ed is in there. Gina's in there. Hi, everybody.
Matt O'Sullivan. We haven't heard from him in a while.
Yes. Well, he's a new he's a new dad.
Oh.
And so is from the Radio Freaks.
Yes.
Wood Floor Liquor is now a new father as well.
Wow.
So, I mean, everyone's spitting out kids except for Danny.
Does that mean these guys are going to have to get serious?
Then I don't know if they're getting serious. They're just, you know, shooting out babies.
Wow.
Making babies.
Wow.
Damn, matching. Can you, Dan, resume over here? There's nothing coming out, but for some reason, there we go. There's no audio coming out. It waited till the end of the song to do that today.
What was
it? What the fuck?
And it never has done that with that.
No, not with that song either. We get there's these Facebook protocols that you get from time to time. When you're on Facebook Live, you can only put certain music up on Facebook Live. Now, certain music, there is what they do, folks. Let's teach the children.
They fucked us.
Teach them well and let them lead the way. Yeah, Brian. Brian's in there. Brian, new daddy.
Hey, baby.
And there's a picture of Brian's baby right there as well.
Oh, cool.
What happens is there's an audio, like a hum, a tone, if you will, that's put on music. Now, what happens is the computer picks it up. Here's the tone. Automatically says you're playing copyrighted material, and we can't have that. No, no, no. Yeah. And the Facebook Live says, fuck off. You can't play your material. But meanwhile, I could sit here on Facebook Live and say, fuck off. You can't play that material.
No problem.
I could go get a fucking dummy of Trump, piss on him, as long as I don't show my dick, pee on him, punch him in the face a couple of times, have dogs rip him to shreds, but cannot play certain music.
I've seen dick on Facebook.
Well, enough about Danny.
Oh, okay.
Just saying. Danny is too busy doing...
Let's get dangerous.
That's right, Darkwing. Ooh. Danny's over here. Darkwing Danny Duck is... he was busy doing something else. Dan, what are you doing? You're holding down the fort. Are you twittering? Are you telling people that comedian Josh Ricardo is going to be on the show today? Is that what you're saying?
No, Josh. I am not.
During the 6:30 segment, Josh Ricardo going to be on the show. Yep. He's the guy that had the podcast called Slam Pig. Now he's doing something to Caroline's... With Lux Suicide. Remember Lux Suicide, who was on the show? Really hot chick?
Yeah.
Who's, by the way, coming on next week program. So
she's coming back?
She's coming back.
She didn't learn her lesson?
Josh is coming back on this week's Lux Suicide next week. It's one hell of a thing.
They must be desperate.
Is there audio coming through here right now? Because now I'm getting... I got told from Vanessa... She's watching me live, but there's no audio coming through the mic. So double check on that, please, because you know when we're doing a radio program, we need to have audio come
nice,
through.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
I'm going to write. Watch. Checking.
Thank God for them internets.
Damn right. Checking now.
Again?
I don't know. Let's see. Well, because you know what it is. We dumped out of the thing with the copyrighted music.
Maybe they decided to just, like, mute us the whole time.
They shouldn't be able to mute you the whole time.
Yeah, she's right.
There's no audio coming out?
Did you put up 7?
7 is out,
my
friend. It's unmuted. It hasn't been muted.
Okay.
Well, that's
not
good.
Other than that, I don't know.
So let's do a new video, Danny.
Yeah.
I'm just getting into it.
Oh, okay, wait. Okay, because everyone on Facebook... Live is... Oh, all right. Well, Danny didn't rotate the fucking thing either because he's doing 9 million other things. Can we get a way that I can rotate this thing?
Yeah.
Because Danny's always busy doing 9 million other things.
Give him a
fucking Billy. Last week, I had to keep fucking reminding him. There's got to be a mouse.
Yes. Yeah,
or something we can bring up here that I could do it.
Yeah.
Well, if he can hear me, bye, people.
All right. Well, they can't hear you, Danny. That's the whole point of what you're doing right now in Facebook Live Land. Anyway... So we can promote that. There we go. Hey, we're back. Let's just see how that works.
Are we better than ever?
Well, let's see if we have audio, though.
Yeah.
Now, hi. Okay, so now we're back on Facebook Live, which is always good that we do an audio test live on the air.
The intro and everything went through, Nick said.
The intro went through, and then it cut us off because of the song.
Yeah.
At the end of the song, it cut us off. because that's when the thing came up, and it said, go
fuck
yourself.
It's way too complicated to explain, especially to YouTube.
Exactly. All right, so here we go. All right, there we got Giggles is in there. Danny's in there. Corey, hey. Corey, can you hear me?
I don't hear shit.
Corey, can you hear me?
Dun, dun.
Well, I don't even know what Danny's doing now. Danny's moving things.
It's
I have no clue.
Not trans- it's not,
it's not transponding?
No.
Let's see. Seven is this.
Hello, hello.
Oh, check butt.
Did
maybe,
you? Did you move?
No, but
no, not you, Joe.
Yeah. Audio went through.
All right, so some audio went through.
No, what? No audio is going through the computer right now. Did a line? Somebody
did you undo a line, Joe? Did you touch things that you shouldn't touch again? Just to put this thing in.
I'm going to double check now.
Yeah, let's double check live on the air. That's always a plus. That's always a plus. Yeah. I love how
that'll do, Piggly. That'll do.
I have no clue what's happening. Joe right now is side saddled to me. Danny's under my console. Oh,
is
ow!
That's what you call it these days?
That's what I call it, under my console. I have no clue.
Okay, here's the problem.
Why is the problem?
Auxiliary's down.
Why are the auxiliaries down?
I don't know.
Can you hear us now?
You will in a minute.
See, I wouldn't even have looked over there because why were they touched? Billy, stop my horn. You got to stop playing shit, Billy, because we're actually doing something.
So let's play.
He's still playing shit. Oh, now we can do it. All right, now we hear it. Joe, I never understand Joe's fixing mechanism. He touches shit and turns it off and then walks away from it. Every time. Don't touch my titty. Get off my titty. That's molestation. Can I move my board back to where the fuck it's supposed to be? Jesus. All right, yeah. So now...
We never said you were a professional.
Happy? Wait, so now the fucking show is back. Corey
no.
can hear... Hold on. Corey can hear us now.
Yeah.
So they... How did the fucking intro go through then?
Because the auxiliary was up on that pot.
Right.
So not. So Danny's pot was the only one that was fucking... Anything was coming through. So wait, was Billy's ready to go?
I'm not sure.
So all the bullshit Billy was just playing didn't go over?
The show...
Thank you.
The show outputs through auxiliary 1 and 2.
Right.
And auxiliary 1 and 2 was off, so it didn't
But why did you touch things?
I don't know. I had no reason to touch 1 and 2.
You know what's funny?
Well, the headphones were off, so somebody did something.
He did touch it. He put in a new piece of machinery.
And I cleaned the board.
In the studio. Clean the board. There you go. There's the fucking problem. He cleaned the fucking board.
Well, you know I'm a neat freak.
And that's probably, Danny, why because your pot was up and the only one, that's why you focused on the music. Because
yeah.
That's all it heard. It didn't hear me talking over it. It didn't hear anything. So you guys don't even know you're on the Ham Radio Show right now.
That's right.
You also don't even know the number is 718-577-1389.
That's true.
You also don't even know that Josh Ricardo is coming on the show, who is a second timer. Here on the Ham Radio Show, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, where Billy started talking about he's coming back on. Yes, but we missed all that because Joe touched all the fucking buttons.
Right.
And that's why we are called the Ham Radio Show.
And Debbie didn't hear I was mad about the nude pictures. Too.
And what nude pictures? Why were you mad at who? What?
She didn't send them to me.
Well, she's not going to send them to you.
She promised.
Debbie is not sending you nude pics.
You can't put a price on good pussy.
Well, you can't do that.
Well,
and Debbie does have good pussy, but you cannot put a price on good pussy. Well, getting into nude pictures where I was going to go, now that we just lost a chunk of the fucking show, that means now that when we go back and do the the replay,
right?
The replay now has just Danny's intro, just any sound effect Danny played or I potted down, maybe some of Billy's fucking things that were potted. Literally everything else, there's a nice chunk of the show that has no audio.
Yeah.
There's no audio of me telling people that you're listening to the Ham Radio Show.
Right.
There's nothing. The intro, the whole thing is not there. Except for the actual song.
Yeah. It was Billy's fault.
Even us bitching about the fact that it didn't play.
Yeah.
Like that you can't hear us.
Yep.
It isn't there. That's gone. That's gone too.
Yeah.
I agree.
So let's just say you guys during that whole time missed the greatest radio ever.
Yeah.
Marconi would have been happy about this radio.
Let's come to an understanding.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there you go. Hey, Eddie, thanks from Corey. We can go right to the people.
Sure.
To the people.
Stop fucking with shit, says Corey, by the way, to Joe.
No, Billy did it.
Billy did not do it. I'm not going to let Billy take that.
I snuck in here yesterday, and I changed everything.
Nick, the CUNT, the Canadian Unified Network Technician, wants to know if tumor came down recently and touched our fucking buttons.
It was tumor.
If anything, blame tumor, but you didn't blame tumor.
I should have.
You literally fucking your whole self. You went, with me, I did.
I look at that.
And Billy, did.
I'll take the weight.
It's fucking all sucks.
Well, because he put in a new piece of machinery.
Yeah, I did.
That was the whole thing.
Yeah.
So why he touched the board
I was cleaning
in any way, shape, or form.
I had to take the
and I understand it's his board. If he wants to rub his dick on this board, he's allowed to. Yeah, it's his board.
That's right.
But can you have it operational, for the broadcast to begin so we can actually do it? Because, like, the mics all worked. Why would I have checked even that pot? Those knobs on auxiliary. Why would I check them? Because it never to be touched. They're always the way they're supposed to be.
I'll bet you know now to check them.
Well, now I'm going to check. I'm going to go over this thing.
That's an easy one.
I'm going to go over this thing with a fine tooth comb every fucking week now. Every week I'm going to go over and go, huh, anything fucked up on it?
That's true.
And not to mention also, we had 15 people in the fucking thing, and now we have 7.
Yeah.
Because we lost people because they couldn't hear the show.
Well, don't come back.
They'll come back. It's okay. It's because it's not your fans that you just fucked with. It's ours.
I'll send them new pictures of me.
Nobody
wants battery is low.
Speaking of new pictures, the Tiger Woods pictures and Lindsey Vonn pictures are now taken down. I only have one of them. If you go to my Twitter, UncleEddie13, and go down to like the third story, you can see a picture of Lindsey Vonn's ass, because the link is still operational, but it takes you to the page that now tells you they have taken them down.
Oh.
So there were pictures of, by the way, she got hacked.
Is she skiing in these photos?
No, she is not skiing, because she would catch the death of cold, William, because she's naked as a jaybird in these pictures.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, don't get me wrong, I don't want somebody's private, I don't want my dick pics out unless I send them to you.
Yeah.
But they're out there.
They're out there. You can get them. You want to look at them right now? I got them on my phone. You can get them. This dick pic etiquette, though.
Yeah.
All right? You don't send an unsolicited dick pic. That's number one.
That's true, yeah.
So, obviously, Tiger Woods at this time was going out with Lindsey Vonn. I don't even know if they're still together.
No, they're not.
They're not, right?
So she's Tiger very angry with him.
Yeah, so Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn were together at one point. They both were sending nude pics to each other. Lindsey, she spread eagle in a couple of pictures. Yes, there was a lot of the piss flaps were open, the meat curtains, and a lot of them. And then you had the one where Tiger Woods is standing there. Now, here is dick pic etiquette. Where you don't do is you don't stand in the picture and legitimately put your whole body in a dick pic, Danny. No. You don't do it.
No.
You don't even want to have your head in the same location. If you're going to take a face shot and a dick shot, you're doing it in two separate rooms. So they can never match it up, like a jigsaw puzzle. With the pieces are different. You never want to do that. So now, what happens is, because you have plausible deniability. You can always say, that's not my dick.
That's not me. That's Wiener.
That's just a dick I took. I took a picture of a dick. I said they're a random dick.
Wait,
that's not me.
You took a picture of Joe?
No. That would be that's worse than a dick. That's an asshole. That's not a dick. That's an asshole who touches my knobs and doesn't fucking put them back. Shit break.
Well, he did. He put
asshole,
them back to where they're supposed to be.
Asshole breath. You fucked it up. So, anywho, but dick pic egg, let me just say that Tiger has a putter, not a driver. All right? He is definitely part black. We have found the part, but it is not. A lot of people in the media have scrutinized these pictures, which I can't even show you now because they've taken them down. But a lot of people have scrutinized these pictures and wondered if he was hard or at least aroused during the picture that he took. Because he has a fucking big fat meat thermos. He definitely does. I'm not going to say he doesn't. Lindsey Vonn's, though, the picture, by the way, if you go to my thing on UncleEddie13, you will see the picture of her ass. She definitely has an athlete's body and ass. This ass is amazing. It is a nice dumper. It is beautiful. I would eat it all day. It is a beautiful ass. And I understand now why, if you had a dick like Tiger's, why you would be frolicking and fornicating with ladies of the evening. a lot. I understand why. Because he's got a big old dick. He wants to show it off. He wants to let it flap in the breeze. He's got a meat thermos. Big veiny cock. Oh. And he wants to show to people.
Nick the cunt.
Yes, the cunt. The Canadian Unified Network technician, Daniel.
Is saying that the picture's still up, apparently.
No, the picture not still up. The link is up, Nick.
They're up in Canada.
No, are they up in Canada? Because if they're up in Canada, please post them directly into our fucking feed here, and we'll show everybody what we're talking about. Because when we have comedian Josh Ricardo on, I bet you he'll talk about the dick pics.
Yeah, sure. Corey is saying, yes, still up.
I literally just went there now.
You're
and
blocked.
Did not see them.
You've seen it too many times. They don't let you back in.
No. They have a whole article stating about how, because it was this one particular site that had, I'm not going to promote their site, but this one particular site.
Dickpics.com?
No, that's your fucking personal site, and I told you stop promoting it on the show. You have to pay us if you want to promote your website,
that's
Billy.
That's right.
You fuck.
But I like I like it.
I know you do. That's because it's your site, dickpics.com. Damn it, I said
right.
The name to it. Fuck. I bought dickpics.org.
I don't quite see the purpose of this.
Yeah, bisexual Marcus wants to see the cock. How did you not see the cock yet?
How did the bisexual guy didn't?
How come I'm heterosexual? I've seen Tiger's cock more than the bisexual guy. Who will probably?
Thirsty.
I don't know. No. How did you not go to the link on the link that was on my Twitter, because I had it. I mean, I was like one of the first fuckers to run the story. I had the pictures. Everybody had the pictures. They were all up at this one particular site where we had them. If you click on that link, you could not get the pictures now. But I will say he has a thick, meaty, veiny, fucking meat thermos, Danny. For you. That's for you.
Splendid. This is what I needed to know.
And there's also, there was also, by the way, on the round of footage, footage of a beautiful Lindsay Vaughn in the bathtub, manipulating her, zippity in her doodah, with a detachable hose in the tub. William, if you know what I'm saying.
Detachable hole.
Son, I'm saying masturbation. Yeah, she was masturbating in the tub. So that was on there as well, because I saw that as well. So these were all good things that, existed from these pictures. I mean, I know you got to do the whole, because we're in the media, you have to do the whole, well, I don't want anybody to, post these hacked pictures and da-da. Everybody's going to look. Once it's on the internet, folks, it's for there forever. And
yes.
I'm sure that my dick pics are somewhere. I'm quite sure that they are. And look, I know that there are women that are inside this chat room right now who have seen my dick pics. And they have complimented them. They have complimented them. Billy's trying to be funny and trying to get lines out, but he can't. Because he's stumbling over his own dickpic.com joke that he made before.
No,
but the fact is, if I want to show you my dick, I will show you my dick. But Tiger's dick is now, it's the property of the world, folks. That's how the internet works. You can fight all you want and try to take down the dick pics, but the dick pic is there. You cannot fucking take it down now. It's out there.
That's not true.
No, it is true. Some guy in Istanbul, bisexual Marcus's Istanbul. Cousin, is jerking off to those pictures. Danny, can you fucking rotate this stock, please? Because I want to see if anybody's talking. Yeah, there's tons of people talking. Of course, I'm missing it all. We're missing it all.
Yay.
What we got? Nice ass. Thank you. Oh, you mean Lindsay Vaughn. Oh. Lindsay Vaughn has a nice ass.
They're talking about Billy.
Yeah. Billy,
I got a great ass.
He's got a great ass.
Yeah, you do, Bill.
I've never seen
it like that.
Well, and you never will again.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take a break while they, in the internet world, including Danny, tries to hunt down the Tiger Woods naked pictures. Mm-hmm. Danny's going to dong hunting right now. I'm a dong hunting.
Yummy.
I'm going dong hunting on the internet.
That's right.
So Danny's doing that. People on the are in our place here, on, of course, on Filter Radio Network, and of course on our Facebook Live suite, are trying to find the pictures of Lindsay Vaughn and Tiger Woods. Let's get Josh Ricardo on the phone when we come back, and we'll see where we go from there, because now you only got a kind of abridged version of the show, because the whole beginning of the show didn't
exist. What an unexpected pleasure.
I know. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these. Hope you can hear them. Words!
What?
This is Ham Radio.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious.
and don't call me Shirley.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. ondemandsalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I've also learned that Joe doesn't know the term when you say wait, do it later. He still runs over.
Well, that's what my wife always tells me. Wait, do it later.
Well, yeah, but that's sex.
Maybe tomorrow. But I see you later.
It's the Ham Radio Show, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, live, 718-577-1389. Let's get Josh Accardo on the phone.
I can dial a phone with him.
Josh, where are you? There we go.
Hey.
Hey, is this Josh Accardo?
Amen, brother.
Yay, man. Hey. Round of applause, Josh Accardo on the phone.
Welcome. Woo!
I'm from Scotland. I'm in a, can I cuss on your show? I forgot.
No, you can't fucking curse on our show, so don't fucking curse.
Say shit here, baby.
I'm in a fucking storage room in the back of a church in Edinburgh, Scotland, my friend. I'm half pissed on whiskey. And I'm back here talking to you guys, so life's good.
All right.
It's a good, probably not good enough for you. I mean, You're in Scotland drunk, and you're talking to my fat ass. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, you know, well, you're not what I got to do. Out. You know, called.
So what are you doing in Scotland, you bastard?
I'm actually a lead in a play called Like Blood from a Cheap Cigar in the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh.
Oh.
And I'm out here drinking Iron Brews. And I'm the handsomest guy here, man. I'm walking around looking like a fucking male model, man.
Well, because you got all your teeth and shit. That's
guy. I have my teeth look great. I look awesome. I'm not inbred. I'm killing it out here.
Nice. So yeah, I like to hear that. The Fringe Festival is a big fucking deal.
Sure.
It's a really big deal, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I know that, like, because I know, like, Colin, what the fuck? Not Colin.
Kaepernick?
No. Not that motherfucker.
That guy. He's taking a knee out here, actually, right now.
I'm playing to Jesus. what the fuck's it? Craig Ferguson. Craig Ferguson is out. He was out there doing.
He's out here. Yeah, it's crazy, man. You got to come out here and do your show. It's nuts. There's so much shit going on. It's bananas.
Joe, book the flight. Edinburgh, Scotland.
On my way, baby.
I need 4 first-class seats because I'm fat, so I need at least 2 for myself.
Give this man a row and a kilt.
I would like a row, a kilt, and some haggis, you bastard.
Exactly.
All right, so let's get into this because you're in Scotland and you're drinking. I don't want you to fucking miss out on too much shit talking to us. So...
Oh, I'm here for you, brother. Don't worry. Let's get to it. I'm ready.
Well, let's talk.
I'm all loaded.
I'm loaded. That's halfway where we need him to be. all right. So now you're doing this thing at Caroline's. Tell me about it and tell me how you got Luck Suicide involved as well.
Okay. So I'm headlining Caroline's on September 6th, 8 p.m. Caroline's on Broadway, New York City. You can go to the website and check it out.
Nice.
It's a spinoff of my radio show called Broken Tail Dog. So my podcast, Broken Tail Dog, focuses on social media influencers. So a lot of like really attractive women that have tons of followers on Instagram and whatnot, all that kind of thing. So I decided to bring a show that I've never seen before in any comedy club, which is I have really great stand-ups on Mike Becchione, Leah Bonema, a lot of really well-known named comics from me on the show. We're going to do a great comedy show, and then I do my set, and then right at the tail end of it, I'm bringing Lux up, and we're going to put a projection up there, and I'm going to have her talk over all of her crazy DMs, all the creepy dick pic craziness that gets sent to her. I'm going to clown on people and rip on that shit. I'm going to have her teach people how to take a proper selfie. And then her fans get to do a meet and greet with her after if they buy the proper ticket. So I've never seen anything like that combines social media, beautiful women, and really funny world-class stand-up all in one venue in one night. I mean, I would challenge anybody to go, hey, I have a show like that, because there's nothing like it. So I decided to bring that to Caroline's. They've been great. And now we're going to be able to do it September 6th. We're going to set it off, man. We're going to set it on fire. I mean, you've seen Lux. She's fucking dynamite.
Oh, she's
great
ridiculous.
Woman.
Yeah. She's coming on next week on the
unbelievable
show.
Unbelievable looking.
Yeah.
Oh, she's incredible. You're going to love her. Yeah. So it's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a great show. Now, we were just talking about the Tiger Woods dick pics and the Lindsay Vonn naked stuff. Which, by the way, somebody just sent me the pictures. They have found all of them. I tried to get them for everybody before so we could watch, where I could show people the meat thermos that Tiger Woods has between his legs.
Yeah, the nine wood. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. Well, I said to me, it's more like a putter and not a driver. So now we're trying to figure out if he's erect during it, because it seems like he kind of fluffed it up before the dick pic, which I believe is protocol. When you're taking a dick pic, you have to make sure that it looks good in every form of light, and you have to make it.
It's best foot forward.
Yes.
It's best foot forward always with a dick pic.
Well, that's why I'm excited what you're doing with when you're doing with Lux, because you have to imagine that she gets on the regular at least 30 dick pics a day.
It is absurd how much dick pics get sent to her. And you know what she started doing? She started blowing guys' spots up because, you know, these are unsolicited dick pics. So she started going, okay, well, on Twitter, I'm going to send out your username and what you sent me and embarrass you in front of your people. I'm going to have everyone look at this guy and shame him. And I thought that was brilliant because as much as I'm a fan of men, and I really want men to do well with women, and I want them to be able to, you know, meet people. We are too fucking dumb to just check our shit at the door and learn how to ask someone if they'd like to have a drink with us. So we're sending dick pics because now everything is sexual. I mean, everything's a fetish. I mean, chicks' toenails, sitting on balloons with fucking shaving cream. These are all fetish now because we can't keep our dick in our pants because we're fucking dumb. So I love it. Blow the spot up of idiots. That's great. Until we learn our lesson. So she's awesome. She's going to be great. I cannot wait to hear some of the shit that gets written to her.
Oh, absolutely. And you have to imagine, like I was saying, she has to get a shitload of dick pics a day, not even like a week. In a week, it's probably like she can make a flip book of all the dick pics that she gets. My thing is I don't understand. I don't get the fucking unsolicited dick pic. I don't understand how that works. Like, if a girl asks you to see your cock, because I've sent dick pics. I'm sure that Josh has sent dick pics. Billy on my show.
I've never sent one.
You're a fucking liar.
I've never sent one.
You've never sent one to your fiance.
No.
She's just seen your dick in real life. She's like, right. I don't need a pic.
I don't need it.
I don't need to be reminded of that.
Well, she's blind, so she just feels around.
You have a braille dick. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, that's what he. The fucking herpes sores. He tells her a fucking braille.
A B C, that's over.
To the promised land.
Damn right. All right. So, but what I'm trying to understand is, I don't get how. How does? Because men are dumb. How we get the logic that if I show her my dick, she's going to want to talk to me. Like, how did you make that fucking leap?
I'm sorry to tell you, but I really think it's this, because I talk about this on my show a ton with girls that have this problem. And I think what some of these guys, the majority of them, what's going through their head is, you know, I don't give a fuck if she wants to meet me. I'm never going to meet her anyways. I never have a shot in the world with this broad. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send this, and she's going to have to see it. What's the worst that could happen? She has to see it.
She's going
to
mock your penis.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll get blocked. She has to see it. And this is what the internet has done. This is really what it's come to.
Yeah.
Is that guys that were perving out on women throughout the course of history and jerking off secretly and drawing pictures of them in the 1800s and jerking off to it. Now we're in a place where these men, that the spawns of these men, can now just literally take photos of their dicks and send them to unwilling women and go, well, at least you saw it.
Yeah.
Took a look at it.
It's like we've de-evolved.
We have.
Because it's like a caveman.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Because it's like we're like cavemen. We're literally just, like, we're pointing at our dicks and going,
Yeah.
Because you're not uttering words. If you do an unsolicited one, you're not uttering words prior to it.
No.
You're just going, like, the new thing is the cloud, this new thing where they're just dropping dicks at women, like they get unsolicited dick pics. Like, dicks are raining from the sky.
Just falling like in Super Mario Brothers, where that little cloud guy is dropping those little Koopas or whatever,
yeah,
little turtles on you.
Oh, there's a dick. And that's what happens. Like, now, look, it's very hard to be a woman. I'm not saying it's not. The bullshit that you have to deal with.
No, terrible.
Yeah, because you get fucking hit on way more than dudes. No woman will, even though women think it, they never say it. See, that's our problem. Men have no filter.
Do.
Between our brain and our mouths, we'll say in public, nice tits, out loud.
Yeah, yeah.
Where a woman will look at your, they'll look at your bulge, but they won't fucking say anything about it.
Yeah, they won't be like, great bulge. Like, yeah. I do a lot of dirty talking in my sex life, right? And one of my favorite things to do is, like, I always love, like, making my partner, it sounds rapey, but
I put a gun to her head and I say, suck it!
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I literally, like, pistol whip her. And then I'll be like, so, tell me about a big dick you sucked on. And they always tell me, they rarely will ever tell the guy he has a big dick. And it's really intriguing to me because I've been with really attractive people. And you know that moment where you're with someone that's completely probably out of your league and outkick your coverage, and you're thinking, like, I'm on top of this beautiful woman. And I remember one time I was on top of this woman, and she had the greatest breasts in the history of breasts, and they were natural, and they were, like, bouncing perfectly, like a bowl, like a jello mold. They, like, stayed right in the same place where they would bounce in a perfect, like, in a perfect wave, they would bounce with each other in unison. And I remember looking down thinking to myself, oh, I had to tell you, you have the greatest tits ever. Because, like you said, I had no buffer. Mm-hmm. It's just, I saw something
just
so beautiful. There's no way I cannot tell her. I had to tell her. There's no way.
Yeah, but see, me, I would have went, now I really want Jell-O.
Now you brought something else up after sex. We should hit up that diner.
after I put after I shoot my load and you look like a decorated cake, let's go get some cake.
I love how all roads lead to food with you. That's
I'm a fat guy. I have to fuck and then eat. That's how it works. You fuck, you lose all the power, and then you go eat. You fill, refill, and then you go back. I'm going to fuck
you. You got to refill.
That's
and
how
you
it
fuck
works.
Again.
Like, we have people in the Facebook live suite are saying, I couldn't give a shit about dicks. Men are so incredibly stupid. That, but that's a it's not every girl is not fucking the same. Like, I know for a fact I had a friend's sister. A friend's sister. I'm going to leave the person out of it. But a friend's sister.
Yeah, don't tell Bob.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Going out, and we were talking, and she, you know, I think I made a joke out loud that, you know, she seen my dick and she liked it, blah, blah, blah. So then she wrote me, and then going back and forth, she's like, well, now I have to see it. So I showed her. She complimented it.
Of
she
course.
Liked it. So I go, okay, good.
It's a win
for Uncle Eddie.
That's a dialogue.
Yeah. But then...
That's a dialogue, Unc.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she enjoyed it. So that's what I'm saying. There are some women that just like seeing dick. They like seeing
it. You know what women like, though? More so than not. This is what... So all the men listening, take it from me. You know, Josh Carter's been around the block a little bit. I'll put my resume on the line right
Josh
now.
Josh gets pussy.
I've done very well, and here's what women like: they like some creativity, and they like to be kind of teased. So instead of saying a dick pic, if you have a decent enough body, why don't you get your dick as hard as possible? Keep on your boxer briefs or whatever tight boxer briefs you got.
Yeah.
Pull it down ever so slightly to just show the start of your shaft. But because the boxer briefs catch properly, it shows that you are erect. Women go crazy for that.
Oh, I do.
It's not overt necessarily. It definitely gets the point across, but it's not like just some, hey, I'm this guy watching Wonder Years eating Cheetos, pulling my shitty bedroom shirt up over my gut and just showing you like my hairy taint and my pale stomach and my because I haven't manscaped yet because I wasn't planning on doing this. I just decided to do it in the middle of my Netflix and chill with myself. Don't do that. Put some creativity, put some effort in. You'll get a win, trust me.
Anybody else turned on?
I'm from a chandelier.
No, what I started doing is the new thing I do the bulge. I just send the bulge in.
Smart.
You just send the stomach?
That's smart.
Yeah, I just send my stomach. That's the bulge. No, I send the, what do you call it? Just a little, like, a little tease, a little how do you do? To the girl. And
it's a page out of a female's book. That's how females get us. It's not necessarily the blatant.
Hey, no woman. Wait, hold on, Josh.
Clubs, right?
No woman has ever showed me her fucking bulge.
Right?
No woman has ever shown me her bulge. Just want to cut
you
off.
Saying is
that you remember.
Yeah. Damn Vietnamese prostitutes.
You'd be into it, Unc. Trust me.
Lady boys. Go ahead.
Big Unc, you've been to strip clubs, I assume. Right?
Yes, I dabble. I've been.
Okay. So let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes when they come out from the back after the shift and they're wearing their street clothes.
Oh, I find them way more sexy.
There you go.
Way more
sexy.
That's
all I'm saying.
I find a girl
That's
sexy.
All I'm saying.
Women don't seem, or maybe they do understand it and they don't really fucking want to admit it. I find a girl more sexy in a fucking pair of sweatpants that, you know, like the ones where they roll the top down. They roll like it kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they
fuck.
Roll them like one of those juicy, like kind of velour situations. See, oh, yeah.
Oh, God. They're like
Barbie
one of those
leggings.
Oh, it's like a candy bar. I just want to keep rolling it.
I like them when they just wear socks.
When they just wear socks. Just socks is good, too.
Just socks.
Yes.
Just tube socks.
Yeah. Tube socks, maybe like ankle, a little higher than the ankle or something like that.
That's pretty hot. That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
That is hot.
I like a girl that wears my face like her fucking thong.
Yeah.
That's a
you like a girl walking around wearing you like as your hat?
And I like boots with a flare skirt.
She's got a good back, that broad. Tell you that right now. Let's see. What do we got in here? Fucking Christy says he's so right about that. That's you're getting compliments.
Thanks,
all
Christy.
Over. Where are we got? Most of them are just flirting with Corey, who, by the way, is a good-looking guy who probably could
good
do who could do the naked, you know, the naked. I'm in shape. Here's the bit of my shaft pick.
Like that.
That's a good one.
That Joshy was talking about.
That's
over
a
here.
Good one, right. Man. Yeah. That's a good one.
Do you do that? When you send a dick pic, do you do the fucking Do you do the whole beginning of the shaft thing, or?
Yeah, I do that. Right. For the first one, yeah. For the first one, because I don't want to give you anything until you earn something. But that's the problem. I don't think men think they have the right to ask a woman to earn something when that's totally false. I mean, that is part of the allure of courting, is that you have value, and if you do not understand what your value is, there's no reason that you should be with someone that actually has value themselves.
Absolutely.
So if you don't know how to make someone jump for you, then you got a problem, my friend. Until you can realize that you have value, then it's problematic. You're just a heartbeat and a hard-on. Well, that's a very boring thing.
First off, heartbeat and a hard-on was actually my name in high school.
Yeah.
Two.
at AOL.com.
At AOL.com, yes. And org. I had an org. but people look at me and they're amazed, mostly because I have a body that looks like Slimer from the Ghostbusters. That I get pussy.
I'm not amazed.
Well, I know.
I'm not amazed.
I know. But
you're direct. You're assertive.
Yeah.
You're funny. And you're not scared. And you're confident. And those things already. I named five things that you have ahead of the majority of the population of males right now.
Now
that's
I want to hug Josh.
He also has 10,000 women.
Well, that too. One of them's bound to get
it. And you also have to ask everybody in your state.
You want to get laid? You want to get laid?
Hey, you want to fuck me?
A little recording going.
You're drunk. Let's go. That's the one.
He doesn't even like radio. He only has a radio show to hopefully
Yeah, this is just to get pussy. This is all an elaborate ruse.
Hey, that's why I learned guitar.
Damn right. Billy learned to tap dance just for the poon.
Yeah, that's it.
But it's true. Like, they're amazed that I get pussy because, but exactly what you just said before, you have to court the woman. Look, I'm an alpha male to the fullest. I'm very old school. I smoke cigars. Yep. I drink whiskey. I'll slap a broad in the ass and say, nice tookus. I'm very much part madman. I get it. But the fact that also is,
yeah,
I'm also very romantic when it comes, I'm the opposite of Billy. Billy, by the way, Billy on our show, Josh, just so you know, when he asked his fiance to marry him, he pretty much threw the ring at her and said, Would you? Yeah, see.
What a smoothie.
Smoothie. With banana.
And that was a rehearsal. He rehearsed.
Yeah, he
That was the script he wrote. Yeah. Study.
It took 2 weeks.
2 weeks to write that script.
So do I throw at her face?
Yeah.
Do I hit her tit? Where did she land this ring?
Pants, no pants. Do I put the ring on the tip of my dick? I don't know what to do.
Before sex, after sex, I'm not sure.
There you go.
Do I freeze it in the ice cube tray, put it in her drink, and then she drinks it and shits it out, and then you go, would you? That's what I do.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Your ass is a magician.
Do I buy that date rape drug?
Do I call Cosby and get a couple of pills? What do we do?
Wow.
But that's my point. Like, I'm the opposite. I don't know if Billy's romantic. Now, Billy slayed a lot of pussy in his life. I'm not going to say he hasn't.
Certainly has.
He did it once. He did it once in the front seat of a Jeep. I don't even know how he fit.
It's true.
But the fact is, he did it.
I think it's a time and place for all tactics. But ultimately, I think the everlasting win for all men is to be thorough, to listen, and to at least understand what they're there for. Yeah. And I think you're talking about what that is, right? Right?
You're stay saying,
hard. Hey, I'm going to be assertive and strong, but also I'll be able to be like, hey, I'm going to open your door.
Yeah,
you
don't be a dick.
I kicked out this restaurant. You know, that's people like that, man.
Ooh. Yeah, I live by this motto. Don't be a dick, and she'll probably fuck yours.
Sure.
That's,
I think you should get a shirt. I'm sure you have shirts made already for the show. You're good at merchandising. I can tell that. You're an entrepreneur.
We should whore that out, please.
Yes, you are.
Somebody write that down before I forget it because of the fucking weed.
What do you call you? A big old whore?
I am a big old whore, yes. But he meant whore merchandise.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't objectifying me, Joe.
Entrepreneur.
He was calling me an entrepreneur.
Oh, okay.
That's what I am. All right, so let's get back because I don't know how much more time you have in Scotland. So let's promote this Caroline's thing again. Tell the people,
let's do
go
it.
Ahead.
Yeah.
Caroline's, you're going to be with Lux Suicide. You tell me. Go ahead.
Broken Tail Dog, The Social Hour with Josh Ricardo and Lux Suicide, 8 p.m., September 6th at the greatest club in the history of New York City.
Absolutely.
Caroline's on Broadway.
Absolutely.
It is a fantastic room. It's a legendary room. The prestige when you enter the room alone is overwhelming. It's going to be quite the event. You can buy your tickets online, and when you buy your tickets online, you have an option to do a meet and greet with Lux. And Lux is also doing a thing if you buy a ticket online to do the show and the meet and greet, and they come together. You have to do both. If you're going to do one, you have to do the other if you choose to do the meet and greet. If you can proof of purchase for her and send her a DM, not your dick, a DM of the proof of purchase, she will send you a free Instastack, which I think I'm not – she'll tell you about this when you interview her, but I'm pretty sure it's a new situation.
Yeah.
So, you're in it to win it, man. It works out for everybody. I'm giving away the farm right now. I mean, it doesn't get much better than this.
Well, first off, let's just look at it from this perspective, because I know Greg Charles personally. I know Caroline's the history. I know the iconic venue right there.
I got glasses from there.
Yes, you do. He's got big glasses from there.
Souvenirs.
He done stole them and he put it in his purse.
I paid $8 for
them. Oh, okay.
Yeah. He has some Caroline's pints over there. How do you put in your purse?
I took a Caroline's urinal cake and put it in a baggie.
No, it came with a nice little box and paper.
You put it under your hat, the urinal cake.
And put my
urinal
under my hat.
Look at me, New York.
My brow smelt beautifully.
Dyed my hair blue with the stuff you comb it with.
But right there, so remember, you get a night out at a venue that's historic. It's in the heart of Times Square. You can't miss the fucking place. It's got
right next to Ed Sullivan Theater, where Letterman was taped, and now Colbert's there. It's literally down a block.
Yeah, and it's got a definite design to it. You can't miss the place. It's iconic. So right there, boom, iconic place. Then you have a great show, because Josh is fucking outstandingly funny. Right now,
thank you, man.
You're welcome. He's drunken in Edinburgh, Scotland right now, in a closet. He can't be doing tons of shit. So trust me, way more. He was funny here, but he's going to be way more funny doing his own show at Caroline's.
Yeah.
Then on top
of yeah, by far.
Yeah. Then on top
by
of
far.
That,
and we're also going to have Mike Vecchione from the Tonight Show, who just had a Tonight Show set. A lot of great other comics too, so you're going to get a lot of stuff. Keep going. I love the way you're plugging me. I'm not going to shut up. Go for it.
I love you. Because on top of that, if you shut up for a second, just on top of all that, you have fucking Lux Suicide.
Yeah.
Who every dick in the room is going to be hard. Yeah. Even the lady boners are going to come out. Lux Suicide, who's coming on this very program.
He has a colossal female following. I mean, I'm cutting you off because you're going to want to hear this.
Yeah.
Her female following is almost just as rabid as her male following.
Really?
That's how much women love her. So we're hitting it on all spectrums, my friend. We're not holding back. She's a Suicide Girl. We're doing it big, out of the gate.
But that's what I'm saying. Every single person that's going to be in that venue is you're guaranteed a good time. You don't get that. You don't get that guarantee anywhere else. That's what I'm saying. The show by itself, on the premise of it's a comedy thing, it's funny, ha-ha, but you're at Caroline's, it's great comedy, and there's going to be a hot chick who's going to be making fun of dick pics.
It's amazing. Yeah, you nailed it, man.
Like,
you nailed it. You're completely right.
It's a phenomenal show. That is top to bottom an outstanding video.
I've already confirmed with Lux, she's wearing a hot outfit, too, so she is not letting anything go. She's going to show it off. She's there to do it, man. She's been great to partner with on this. She's been completely plugging the shit out of it, and she's going to wear it. She's there to win. So
goddamn,
you're going to see some stuff, man. You're in luck.
You're going to see some great stuff. It's Caroline's. What's the date again? September 6th, right?
September 6th, 8 p.m., Caroline's on Broadway. Tickets are on sale right now, but they are going really fast. I'm not just saying that because that's what we're all supposed to say. It is the truth. I mean, they are going quickly, and we got about 2 weeks, I think, to the day. Before the show. So get on it now, because I don't know how long they're going to last, especially with Lux involved.
No,
so,
definitely.
2 weeks to the day.
Now, when are you, right before we wrap up right now, where are you, what time is it in Scotland?
It's damn near midnight, man. So I just did my show. I literally just got off stage about 45 minutes ago. I had some people here, some producers I had to talk to, so I drank. This old Pulteney, it's only made here, no hangover. I drink 10 of them a night, no hangover.
Nice.
It's like I'm in a crazy mad world. It's an amazing thing. And then I talk to my tech who does all the lights for the show. And I go, hey, man, I got this really important interview I got to do in the States, and they're calling me. I need somewhere quiet because the space here, there's just bands everywhere. There's a lot of shit going on. He goes,
yeah.
Oh, I got you, mate. I got you, mate. Follow me, mate. I got you, mate. And he literally walked me to the back of this venue in this secret compartment area where there is stuff here for Christmas stored. I'm talking to you, and I got garland on my head. There's a Christmas falling on me.
The man's in a secret room, Joe.
A true back room.
Yes.
Yeah.
We just did a back room interview.
Yeah.
There you go.
Which sounds like a porn title.
Oh, I like it. Sure, yeah. I like to do that.
Yeah. I'd like to do that with Lux Suicide, who you can see September 6th, along with Josh Ricardo and many other comics. Caroline's in New York City.
And next week.
Next week, Lux Suicide will be here on this very program, hyping the event as well. So we're 2 weeks away. Get your tickets while you can.
Yes.
Call Caroline's directly. Go to carolines.com. Go do whatever you have to do and get tickets to this show. It's guaranteed a good evening. Josh, yet again, always a great fucking guest on this very program.
You too, man. I love talking to you guys. I wish I could do it every day. I wish I had something to plug every day to have an excuse to come on your show, because I love it.
The door is always open, my friend. Any fucking time you want to be here, brother. Anytime.
You start to come to New York, man. We've already tried to talk about this off air. You got to get out here so we can do some damage. I got some stuff. We can really mix it up.
Maybe I'll see you September 6th live from Caroline.
You should come.
I should come.
I got a lot. You'll be on the celebrity list. There's a couple celebrities I can't talk about are going to be there. But you're one of them. You're on that list, bro. Let's do it.
I'm on the celebrity list. Ooh. I've never been on the celebrity list.
I got two chairs for you to sit on.
Ooh.
Two chairs for you.
Ooh.
That's how important you are. Two chairs.
Two chairs. That's one for each cheek, bitches.
Yeah.
It's, damn right.
It's like De Niro and Goodfellas. I'm going to go to Caroline's. I go, no. Billy. This guy gets two chairs. Two chairs on the house.
Two chairs. No waiting for this fine gentleman. Usually I'm on the list that says keep away from celebrities. And I'm like, on that list.
No, not with me, man. I'm not big time yet, so get in while the getting's good.
Nice ground floor.
I got the red carpet rolled out for you. That's how low I am on the totem pole of the industry. You're my celebrity friend.
I'm on the ground floor with Josh Ricardo. September 6th, Caroline's, Lux Suicide, and Josh. It's going to be a huge show. Josh, thanks for being on the show, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the rest of your night, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, have fun in Scotland, brother.
Thanks, brother.
Bye, brother.
Later.
Bye. What a fucking guy. I love that motherfucker.
What a funny guy.
What a fucking guy.
Yeah.
He's a nice fella.
Insightful and funny.
Yes. Be a big night at Caroline's that night.
It's going to be a good night. Maybe, how about we all go? Why don't we make it a group trip?
It would be the 6th, I believe, is a Wednesday.
Oh, is it a Wednesday at night?
I believe so, yeah. Look at
yes.
The calendar.
Well, that's a 6th. Really? I don't have the calendar. Motherfucker. How about we go right from the show?
We'll have to do the show.
Let's not do the show tonight. Let's go to the fucking venue.
Scroll through, find the little ad that's in there.
I'll go back. Well, we have to go to break anyway. I'll do it during the break. Because Danny will punch me in the dick.
Yeah.
Because now the audio's working and
Danny,
I'm running
hit
the...
Hit him twice.
Well, if Danny touches it more than twice, he's jerking me off.
No. That's shaking it. He's not shaking it. He's hitting it.
Well, he likes it shaking, not stirred.
If Danny wears all leather while he does it, it's a sex act.
Ooh.
That's all I'm saying.
For you.
718-577-1389 is the Ham Radio Show. We got tons more shit to get to. In the next hour, so relax, calm down, unzip your flies, jerk off if you must.
No.
It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these.
I bet you Danny look hot in leather.
I'm creeped.
Maybe.
Gotta turn me on there.
Don't say after he says, I think Danny's gonna look hot in leather. Why don't you turn me on there? Jesus, just hit the button. Let's go.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling symphony doo-dah out of your asshole. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see...
Ham Radio.
Praise...
Ham Radio.
Holy shit!
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
On-demand salon, OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentleman's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant. Open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Slash, and you're listening to one badass motherfucker, Uncle Eddie, on Ham Radio.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both.
Come on now!
I know the
version of me, is she perverted like me? When she go down on you in a theater, in a theater. And when she have your baby, she make a really excellent mother. Come on now!
Sure?
With the game, with the play, another. Till you close your eyes, you know. The Ham Radio Show.
And every time yeah. You speak her name,
did you know how you told me you hold me till you die, till you die? But you're still alive, and I'm here. 718-577-1389. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. This is the Ham Radio Show. By the way, the Facebook Live Suite active as well. Go on my page on Facebook with my name, and you can check out and hang out with the people in the Facebook Live Suite, which, by the way, Bisexual Marcus still on a mission trying to find Tiger Woods' cock. He is dong hunted. Danny gave up on the dong hunt. Yeah, I know. According to Bisexual Marcus, by the way, the cock picture is gone. All the other pictures of Lindsey Vonn are available.
That's
and out
the Olympics
there.
Are coming. They got to promote the Winter Olympics somehow.
She
right?
is fucking. She would melt the snow. That bitch is hot.
Well, she has on occasion.
Lucky son of a bitch. Tiger Woods got to bang his little meat thermos into her. Goddamn. Goddamn. Right. So hot. But it is the Ham Radio Show. Like I said, welcome back. How are you doing? How was that little commercial break for you? It was good for us.
No, it wasn't.
Just so you know. Yeah. We were looking up. We're looking up the prices for the show at Caroline's because now I'm thinking if I get in for free, which I don't even know if that's an actual thing or he was just saying that to be, you know, like.
Because that's what they do.
Be cordial because you're, you know, somebody's, you know, interviewing you or whatever. Because I'm saying if we want to go, we would have to move the show that week to Thursday. Go to the Caroline show Wednesday. Do the show live on Thursday. Could you do a Thursday show or no?
I can do a Thursday.
All right, and you could do a Thursday show? So yeah. Maybe we move it that one week to Thursday, right? We do the fucking, we go to the Caroline show Wednesday, talk about it on Thursday, and then we make it happen, Danny. We make shit happen then.
And then I think we take the weekend off.
You know what? Let's take the weekend off. No work for anybody on the weekend.
You know what? Let's take the next 2 weeks off.
Two weeks.
Danny, you're just in a giving spirit, and you're giving us too much.
How do I take 2 weeks off?
Well, by the way, did you also, speaking of shit that's in the news and all over the place, and what's been going on for the last 2 weeks with all this BS fucking PC, I'm offended, let's strip down all these fucking
everything?
Statues and everything else. Remember we talked about it? Danny wasn't here. We talked about it. Danny was in Canada. He was in Canada and New York at the same time. He was at Niagara Falls. Slowly I turn. But me and Billy last week were talking about the fact that once you cross that threshold and you start ripping down all these statues by yourself, you go from protesters, then you become vandals. Now what they're doing is because everybody's upset with these statues, they're ripping down all the statues. It doesn't matter what they are. Like, I just read in the paper, they want to take the Columbus statue out of Columbus Circle.
Right.
Well, which, by the way, he did rape and murder and kill a shitload of people. Yeah. Let's not use the facts in the argument here.
Well, everybody's been upset with him. Like, in Seattle, Washington there, it's not Columbus Day, it's Indigenous Day. And
Indigenous Day?
Yes.
I don't even like the way that sounds.
But that's what they do there. They don't celebrate Columbus. They celebrate the Native Americans.
Tatanka?
Yeah.
The Native American Tatanka. All right, but anyway, we're not taking 2 weeks off. Nick just shit himself, Danny. Thanks a lot. The fact of the matter is, they're taking down all these fucking statues.
Right.
Now.
My, aren't we touchy today?
Yes, they're very touchy. Because, I don't like it. We'll take it down. Meanwhile, they're cherry picking. My problem with take them all down. Don't leave anything up.
Yeah.
Take down the Washington Monument. Take down Lincoln's memorial.
Which they somehow vandalized.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, these people.
There's no
Jesus.
Security guards. Drain the fucking pool. There, that mirror, the mirror pool there.
Lincoln had to pour a shitload of concrete on top of him because people kept fucking.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to the Kennedy Memorial. Put out the flame. Mm. Because you can be offended by anything. This shouldn't be. If you can't cherry pick your shit. You can't just be offended with one thing and
it's
not
popular,
offended with the other.
So I'm offended by it.
Exactly. So now where we're at with this is what I find incredibly funny. I don't know if anyone knew. This story broke last night. Joe, you got to get in here for this one. Kill the air, by the way, when you get a chance.
But it feels so good.
It does feel great in here. But the best story coming out of this to show you the snowball effect, to show you the stupidity.
We
to
can't
show
have
you-
snowballs. Snowballs are usually white. We can't have a snowball.
Well, this snowball got dirty because it rolled down the hill and picked up a lot of bullshit along the way.
So it's sort of a slushy mix.
It's a gray wad of crap because the funniest thing to happened last night because people thought this story was made up. You need to listen to this story right now because people thought the story was made up. ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ESPN. Pulled a football announcer, college football announcer.
I thought
pulled
it was a basketball.
Off, No, I thought it was football.
I don't know.
All right, shut up. A sports announcer. We'll worry about the sport later.
No, it was football. You're right.
I thought it was football. It was collegiate football.
Yeah, exactly.
Pull the guy off the broadcast because his name was Robert Lee.
Yeah.
Not Robert E. Lee.
He's a Chinaman.
Robert Lee.
Right.
He's a Chinaman.
He's not a Chinaman. He's Asian. Would you learn?
That.
Be fucking politically correct when it comes to at least thing. That much.
The game was what? The Virginia game? He can't do a Virginia game?
Well, I'll read the article. ESPN announced yesterday that it has removed a young play-by-play announcer from an upcoming University of Virginia football game, not basketball, football game, out of fear that his name could cause some problems wake of the violent rally in Charlottesville. The network said Robert Lee. Remember, Robert Lee. Yeah. This is my joke about Robert E. Lee. Remember when I said that people walked up to the monument and said, I didn't know Bruce had a fucking brother?
There you go.
Okay? That is the exact joke has come to life. Yeah. As stupid as my joke is, it came to life because somebody somewhere connected Robert Lee, an Asian man, or as Joe would say, a Chinese man,
a Chinaman,
or whatever he said.
Yeah.
That guy somehow is connected to Robert E. Lee.
That's right.
Sure. Okay, now, somehow, just because his name sounds like it. Like, it wasn't like the guy's name was Adolf Hitler bringing you the game or something.
Well, they replaced him with Jefferson Davis.
Which is, you see what he did there?
No.
Tried to be funny. The network says Robert Lee, a young Asian American announcer who is just starting his career in broadcasting, by the way, will be with it. Now the guy's going to skyrocket because this is the type of press when you just start.
You
did nothing wrong and America looks stupid, you're going to gain. This guy's going to be the biggest. You're going to be the Robert Lee Show on ESPN Radio. You know it's coming.
They don't need another one of them.
No, it's definitely coming.
Yeah.
He just started in broadcasting. Mm-hmm. Will be assigned to a different game because his name has a resemblance. A resemblance.
God.
All right, to the Confederate General Robert E. Lee. In other words, it's missing an E.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all the difference is, and you fucking have a problem with it. That is weird to me. That is the snowball effect of the pussification of America.
This whole monument stuff
is
getting
insane.
Ridiculous.
Somebody defaced the
Vietnam Memorial in Washington. I mean, give me a break.
It took them to get around to building that.
And these are dead soldiers, for Christ's sake. Yeah.
But it offends somebody. But do you see that? Now, this is the perfect example of why being offended. Hold on for a second. Why being offended doesn't make any fucking sense. Do you understand that we just proved it? You're proving it now. Even more so with defacing. No, it's not even just an excuse, Joe. It doesn't matter if you're offended.
This is a product of the fucking trophy society we've created.
You participated
here. Have a trophy. So now everybody goes, oh, I got to jump on a bandwagon.
I think it's more serious than that, really.
No, but I think they're looking for a reason, to a certain extent,
Billy's right, but the fact is, think about it for a second. You're talking about the Vietnam War Memorial, right?
Yeah, come on,
okay,
man.
Now. So now you're offended by that. Now, aren't there going to be people that are offended that you fucking defaced the fucking thing because you were offended? So therefore, isn't being offended pretty much just like an opinion where you go...
Oh, absolutely.
Like, so if your opinion's not fact, how is your offense fact?
Hey.
That's my point.
Hey, try doing that shit in front of a vet.
Yeah.
Forget about
you fucking, you'll be picking up your teeth with broken fingers.
Good.
That's
if you're lucky.
And that's what you should do. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense where we're at in this world when it comes to this stuff. It's one of the most illogical things I've ever heard of. And now this just shows you how ludicrous it's getting. The guy's name happens
but
to be
Virginia
Lee.
Game, so he can't do any games from the SEC or anything. The ACC, he's got to do like the Pacific Northwest.
The game he's doing on September 2nd is an ACC game in Pittsburgh.
Right, but I'm saying he can't do those teams from the South, but he could do other ACC games.
The man is Asian.
I know.
Wait, or Chinaman, like Joseph.
Yes.
The thing that gets me that makes me laugh is that many people thought this was a joke.
Yeah,
doesn't that mean anything to anyone else?
I did when I first heard it. I thought it was fake news.
I thought it was a website that was going to send me a fucking porn of a clown getting blown by a German shepherd or something. This thing was real. It just this really happened.
How scared these people are to not offend anybody. I mean, getting to the point where...
Yeah. I'm waiting. You're going to see somewhere one of these articles will break.
Oh, it's incredible.
Family's first child named number one.
Yeah.
Number one. Family's second child named number two.
You know, it's true.
We're all gets named after shit.
We're all going to become fucking numbers. I mean, we are in the eyes of
You know, it's true what
brother,
Trump says. Where do you stop? Do you stop at Lincoln Memorial? Do you stop at Jefferson? They had slaves.
Well, you don't. But that's what I'm saying. We were discussing. Somebody brought this up. A very interesting. Well, hold on, and we'll let Danny go next. Sarah, the lesbian, actually wrote me privately and asked me. She goes, "You got slave owners on your money. Why don't you burn your money?"
Yeah.
Well, if you want to get rid of
She's
that, just
right.
send
sure.
it to me. Feel free. I'll dispose of it for you.
P.O. Box, bigdick.com.
I'll keep it in a box by under my bed.
Yeah. All right. What do you got, dispose Dave?
Of it. No, so what is now? Everybody with the name Lee? It's like a common last name. Yeah.
No, it's not Lee. It's because his name is Robert Lee.
Right. Yeah, but do you know how many Robert Lees they got to be?
Doesn't matter.
But they're not broadcast professionals,
and they're not in
games.
Virginia.
So now,
and they're not making people have Civil War flashbacks.
Your last name is Lee. Let's just say, right for the sake
sure.
of argument.
Okay.
You have a kid. And
I got
happen,
the dick of a Chinese
you
guy.
You happen to name him Robert.
Yeah. Sure.
So now
you can't have a broadcasting job.
No. But now
in the South,
and you send him to school. Am I supposed to get offended because sure. your child is sitting next to my child, and your child's name is Robert?
If your
Lee?
Family fought in the Confederate Army, yeah. What? I don't even know what I'm saying because it's fucking ludicrous.
By the way,
it's stupid.
ESPN says the decision to put Lee on another game was made collectively. And it also says it's a shame.
That's the scary part, that it was made collectively. Yeah.
But
a group of people sat around and said, this is a great idea.
But it also says it's a shame that this is even a topic of conversation.
Absolutely.
Now, here's the thing. ESPN's been making a lot of weird decisions lately. Like, they let go a shitload of people
that have been
around forever that actually had talent and knew the business inside and out.
That's the fucking entertainment business, though. Go ahead.
It's crazy.
But they make some weird decisions. Sure. Now, they're worried about the guy...
Their
this.
Parent company is Disney, if I'm correct.
Right.
Yeah.
I think they're all related. Yeah. Now,
Disney, by the way, who hated the Jews. just to bring that up.
It was a freaking Nazi.
Yeah.
If you look at college sports, basically, and everybody's yelling slaves this, slave that. College sports, you're a participant. You're pretty much
a
slave.
I was going to say, if you're in college sports, you are a slave.
You basically are a slave. It's slavery. You can't get paid.
No.
They provide you
the
with
the NCAA
fucking,
sure as shit getting
right.
paid, though.
But everybody else
the
is
slave
making a
master.
Ton of money off you. I know they started, they're working on some deal where some people will get paid or something.
Didn't somebody, now this is because I somewhat work with a, because I know you'll know this.
No,
I somewhat work with a sports talk show, Mad Dog Sports, The Morning Men, Channel 82, Sirius XM.
Right.
Now, wasn't there a fucking coach who supposedly ended practice and gave everybody fucking tickets to some concert?
If he does that, he's...
Yeah, but that's what they're saying. Is he in deep shit now? Because everybody... You can't take the gift.
Right.
It's
you're not
a
allowed
gift.
To be gifted anything.
Yeah, but that goes into your conversation about being a slave.
Now, here's the best part. All these college kids playing sports. They got no money. They don't have no job. But yet, they go in freshman year, no tattoos, no this, no, like, chains or anything. They come out, they got fucking from the elbow up, covered, everywhere.
That's a slave, man.
Yeah, but I
meant to
say
wrist. And when the
flag
goes up, they get on one knee. They're crazy bastards.
Let the record show that Billy pointing at his wrist said elbow.
Elbow, right.
Just want to bring that up.
From the elbow up.
In case you're watching this on Facebook Live right now, Billy just said elbow and pointed at his wrist.
The point is covered back, chest,
the
legs.
The point is everybody needs something to protest. They have to. It's just the nature
of
the beast.
We're not happy unless we can blame
somebody for something. Exactly, and the more famous you are, the more they give you a reason. Well, you should protest
because
you're famous, you know.
But I don't mind you protesting. What I mind is the fact that you guys are, besides being hypocritical cocksuckers, it's that you're cherry-picking what's making you offended. If you're going to fucking protest slavery, let's say that's your thing, which is a very disgusting thing that happened in our nation's history. Got it. Great. We understand.
Tie those Nikes real tight while you're walking around.
But that's what I'm saying. You're wearing Indonesian-made fucking Nikes where kids get fucking their hands cut off if they don't fucking lace them up quick enough for you. You're using a computer that, you know, 90% of that shit is made by children, well, and slaves, by the way, that matter. Is that blood diamonds? That
blood diamonds. Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah. Was a blood diamond, Bill?
Yeah, really.
No, no, I washed
that
it.
That Billy got off a guy named fucking Lefty because he doesn't have a fucking right arm. It's the weirdest thing. But that's my point. There's you can't just cherry pick what you got to be. Why aren't the Jews up in arms about the pyramids that their ancestors had to build? What, you know what I'm saying? Why are we fucking just cherry-picking what we want to be offended about, and that's it? If you're going to be offended, then fucking take it out on everyone. Well, take it out on everything that you that falls under the umbrella of that cause.
I've seen headlines.
You just headlines. Said headlines.
Headlights.
I thought you said head lice.
Headlines floating around, like up in Boston. They're all pissy about the fucking Porky, whatever the guy's name was, Porky, the original owner of the Red Sox.
He was a guy slave. From Porky's.
Yeah. No,
that guy was awesome.
He was a slave owner.
Okay.
But there's like a street outside Porky. They want to get rid of that.
Because it's named after him.
Right.
Okay.
They want to disassociate everything from anything to do with racism. And now, like, the headline was like, well, that's going on. Maybe the Redskins should take notice.
Why did it take them 150 years to figure this out? I mean, you know, it's 150 years since the Civil War's over, you know?
Pretty much.
It's more than 150
years. More than 150 years.
Pretty much.
Billy was on a roll. Shut up.
For some, Joe, things never end, and they have to continually bring up things that they are not even associated with.
But none of this
with.
Shit was really an issue until recently.
It's always been an underlying issue
with a lot of people.
Mainly the blacks.
No. Just
the blacks.
A lot of people want things
Billy
to
wants
be...
to say the blacks.
No, he doesn't.
Billy, that's racist.
All I know I'm taking down my statue of Booker T. Washington I got in the back.
There you go.
Yeah, but there's old pigeon poop on it.
But now, like, the Yankees is a...
Got
wasn't
rid of
that
my
a derogatory
jockey.
Term for you the North?
We had this whole discussion when they were discussing the Redskins in this room.
Right.
We had a discussion you can find with every fucking major league team. It doesn't matter what it is. You can find something to be offended about.
Right.
You can.
Now,
you can say the Eagles and be like, I'm offended that you're using that majestic bird as a fucking mascot to your football
your team.
Since your
team sucks and can't win.
Hey, you leave that bullshit out of here.
Stuff
I know
like
that's
that.
The truth. Shut up. But if you go through all of them, the Metropolitans, you can say, like, that's an old term.
But right now,
you know,
the Eagles do so.
The Eagles?
Yeah, the Eagles and Eagles.
Is it the first day with this new fucking mouth, you cocksucker?
And Eagles both soar over the Jets at this point in time.
Well, your team blows normally.
Well, we don't even have anything that resembles a quarterback.
There was a great meme. It's like the eclipse. It's like the eclipse predicted a Jets season. And it was the eclipse as the 0-16.
Yep. Well, you can find that with anything. Like, somebody could be offended that the team is the Jets, and they're worried about the Jets give out too much pollution to the environment.
Well, they leave the vapor trails.
Yeah, the chemtrails. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you can find anybody could be offended about anything.
It
doesn't make any sense.
Hell, I'm offended by this show most of the time.
Most of the time. I don't know why you fucking unzip your pants and wave your cock at us and say, this is...
Eat this? No, I don't say that.
You have.
No.
On occasion.
Well,
but
I might have once.
But my point is...
Twice.
I don't get it. I don't... Because I really hashtag don't care. When I say I don't care, I'm not one of those guys that really cares on the inside. I really don't care. I don't give a shit if your family came from slaves. I don't give a fuck if your family that was on the white side owned slaves. That was 200, not 150, according to Joe's math, 200 some odd fucking years ago where that happened. We're in now. I need to worry about now. I need to worry about my fucking broadcast career. Here and now, there and now, everywhere and now. I need to worry about Josh Accardo and fucking Luck Suicide and that show that we might want to go to.
Right. Tickets are $16.50 for that, by the way.
All right.
Unless you add the dinner reservations, then they go up a little.
You know what? I'll pay for them. I don't give a shit. The fact is, we are in now. We're not going back to then. We're in now.
Now?
When happened? We missed it. When? Just now.
Shit.
If the fact of the matter is, you cannot harbor so much fucking ill will and feelings towards bullshit in your life, because look what happens. A young fucking broadcaster named Robert Lee gets his whole world fucking disheveled.
He's got to go work somewhere else.
Yeah, because you can't fucking deal with it. And a group, the best is Danny read the fucking, the quote from them, the statement, if you will, that it was a collective fucking thought.
I want to know what Stephen A. Smith.
He probably agreed to it too. He probably said,
"Well,
he's
new in broadcasting. Of course, you're going to agree. You're just going to go, okay,
absolutely,
because you want to have a job." I get why fucking Robert Lee over here is doing it.
Yeah,
it's just the point of, do you give a shit or not? I don't care about fucking these statues. Take them all down, though. Pick. Fucking it all. Do not cherry pick.
They take down the monuments, and the only one that they probably shouldn't take down is the Sitting Bull one that has still not been completed, but they've been working on that for years.
Yeah, throughout this whole thing, by the way, when we were talking about slavery and everything, not one Native American has stood up and said,
really?
Wait a minute, asshole.
And they were really screwed.
Hold on. You motherfuckers gave us smallpox.
Not only that.
You fucking remember that?
But now they just decided to put a pipeline through their fucking territory they were given and allowed to have.
Just give
them up. Fuck you. We're taking your stuff back.
Look, here's what you do. You call up the casino. We'll get it fucking handled. Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We got to take a break right now. When we come back, somebody's calling us, but we'll get to them. Call me back, because we got to take a break.
Something's cool around here.
When we come back, you can get back to us. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these non-racial words. Yay.
I'm still offended.
This is Ham Radio.
Fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
On Demand Salon, OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout of 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lano. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentleman's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hey, yo, this is Method Man, and you're listening to the Ham Radio Show. Ham. Can I get a suit?
Yeah. I'm begging Danny to get different fucking beds for these commercials. He's killing me. DallasNovelty.com. DallasNovelty.com. Okay, sex is for everybody. That's right. At DallasNovelty.com, you can get a wide selection of all kinds of adult apparatuses for your masturbatory needs. That's right. You can get the brand new Fleshlight from Kendra Sunderland. You can strengthen your Kegels with some Bloom by WeVibe. Sex and disabilities, you bed them together. Find your naughty side. They have stuff for handicapped people because the owner is Crooked Cowboy himself from our show, who has this magic disease that makes him stiff like most of the people that are at the damn store. So what I'm saying is, he wants you to remember that if he's still having sex, you can have sex, because sex is for everybody. It is DallasNovelty.com. That's DallasNovelty.com. Check them out. Get some stuff going and enjoy life. Because remember, DallasNovelty.com, sex is for everybody. Yeah! Come on!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley.
For some odd reason, top Democratic fundraiser and political power players are encouraging Scooter Braun to run for governor of California. As part of his campaign, Justin Bieber's manager will be going out to shake hands and kiss babies, 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 oh. Singing the national anthem at this weekend's Mayweather-McGregor fight will be none other than pop star Demi Lovato. Everyone over the age of 30 was quoted as saying, who? Bill Maher's fat-shaming jokes during a recent episode of his HBO talk show incited criticism from the head of the Obesity Action Coalition. I assume that job's on a volunteer basis, versus the irony of running for that position. Taylor Swift has a new album due out. With only so many ways to write about a breakup, future Taylor Swift albums will likely just be 47 minutes of this.
And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Ham Radio Show, finishing out the program, 718-577-1389. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
We are live on the Unfiltered Radio Network. Go to unfilteredradionetwork.com and check out the slew of programming that is right there for your ear holes on unfilteredradionetwork.com. Now, hear this. Yeah. I guess I'm going to combine these last two stories because they kind of work together.
Okay.
John Bones Jones, the man who came back from the cocaine suspension in the UFC.
No way.
Yeah, came back, and now it's been... what we're hearing is that he's tested positive for roids.
No way.
So now there was an argument because TMZ reported that the title... was stripped from him. And then Dana White, the owner of the, well, not the owner, the mouthpiece of the UFC, came over and said that the title wasn't stripped yet because he's trying to figure out what the fuck happened. Either, if it is true, everyone should be fucking disappointed in Bones.
Yeah, you all go boom.
If it's not true, and it came back as like a false positive, you know what I mean? It happens from time to time.
Yes.
That...
That's why the week before, you spend all your time fucking just drinking as much water as possible, so it'll always come out.
You just got to flush everything out of your system, but I don't even know how...
It comes back. They can't read it because there's too much water in your system.
Well, how long do roids stay in your system?
I have no idea. Do I look like I do roids?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Is it okay for me to hate being a liberal?
You can.
Is this bisexual Marcus, by the way? Because you broke up a little bit.
Yeah.
Why are you so down in the dumps, youngin?
He can't find Because
he's
photo.
A liberal. Liberals are always down in the dumps.
You know, it's just, you know, typical bullshit of America that's really having me down in the dumps that really makes me feel like, you know, taking a nuke to this fucking country. Because
is this because you can't find the Tiger Woods penis pictures?
Well, that's one of them. Like, I scoured the fucking internets and interwebs and dark nets, and I can't find it. And I'm a little bitter about that. But I did find some other goodies. I found some Catherine McPhee nudes. I found some Ruby Riott nudes, the chick from NXT.
Ooh.
I found some...
You've been doing your homework.
Yes.
Very good.
That'd be cool. Right on.
Yeah, right on, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're our favorite bisexual named Marcus.
Yeah, we're proud of you, Marcus. We are.
I make it my goal. Like, whenever there's like a nude, some nudes or like a sex tape out, like, I feel like I have to look for it.
He's our sex tape scribe. Bisexual Marcus.
Did you find any nudes of Katie Couric for me?
Joe, you don't want those.
If Katie Couric did any nudes, trust me, they would be out already, Joe.
No.
Are you sure?
Now, that's a pretty goddamn big story if Katie Couric was like spread eagle fucking playing with her piss flaps.
She was young. You know?
No.
Yeah.
But referring to what you guys were talking about like before the break, I just want to know like what's going to be, like what's the end game here? Like what's going to happen when we have totally sucked the fun out of America?
We're there now, dude. We're there now. We've already sucked the fun out of America. You can't do it. I work for an un-fucking censored platform. Do you know that they still fucking sit around and go like, I don't know if we could say that.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
People
pay money for this to hear the shit they can't hear on regular fucking radio. Why are we having this discussion?
Yes.
That's why they're trying to.
This is why
like
we
that.
Pay for Showtime and HBO, and we pay for satellite radio because it seems like the free. It seems like the free media has become so fucking soft. Like when I heard that
soft
Robert
like Tiger's
shit,
dick.
Yes.
Yes.
Like when I heard that Robert Lee shit, I swear to God, I thought this was from some Onion site.
Right.
Like, this could not have been true. Like, ESPN could not have been that fucking sensitive to take a guy off of a Virginia game because his name happens to be Robert fucking Lee.
Wait a minute. They had a fucking meaning and made it, as per Danny's little quote there, they had a collective fucking thought. That means
no,
that
it
more
wasn't
than
a collective
one
fucking thought.
That means
bullshit.
That, no, it was. I can put money that there was multiple people sat at a fucking table because they sat at the fucking at the whim of the pussification of America and sat there and went, we are going to offend somebody. Yeah. We
this
must
is the
pull him.
This is what a fucking meeting has come to. This is what we waste our fucking time and calling people into an office to talk about is this. Like, what the fuck have we become?
To ESPN's defense, we are hearing that Robert Lee, the Asian man who was sent home, we are hearing that he was going to wear a full Confederate outfit, and every time they scored, he was going to say, hang him high! Woohoo!
Yeah.
And shoot our fucking two guns and sound like fucking Yosemite Sam. No, he wasn't. He was fucking a guy, a normal dude who happened to share the last name and first name of another dude that we don't give a fuck about now, that you didn't give a fuck about then, but for some reason, you give a fuck about now. This very now.
And what kind of guy was he, Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a Chinaman.
You're racist. You, sir, are a racist.
He's not racist. No, he's just dumb.
That's what he was.
He's just dumb.
Was he Chinese?
Yes, but he's not. You don't say Chinaman.
Unnecessary racism. So
and it's not. And you don't. You can't say Oriental either.
Because that's a rug. We learned that from Billy.
Well, right. Oriental, I understand because there's a lot of Orientals. But if you're from China,
there's a lot of Orientals.
Yeah.
All right. Well, wait. All right. Now let's get off this topic and get into something.
Right.
We already talked about Bones Jones and his fucking steroids. We'll figure out what happens then. Because, look, we don't know if the title's being taken. We don't know if it was a false positive. We don't even know what's going on yet. So we can't even...
You know how much that angers me?
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Well, no, it angers you. It angers a lot of people. I watched the fight where he came back, and I swole with pride. I was like, this is...
I damn near cried because I was so proud of him.
Well, that's because you're a little bit... You're a half a fruit. Sure. But the fact is...
Wow.
He's half a fruit, not a whole fruit.
Joe was perfectly fine.
Well, that's not racism. I didn't call him a colored fruit.
Unnecessary racism. Jesus sad.
Christ.
That's different. Yeah.
We are so bad.
Would you rather be a colored fruit or a Chinaman? That's today's poll. Look it up.
What is the proper term for a gay person?
I'd rather be a Chinaman.
Yeah.
Well, but he's not gay, Joe. He's bisexual.
Well, what is the proper term? Is that
curious?
Pole smoker.
Armpit smeller.
Pillow biter.
Curious.
I like it both ways, but not in the ass.
Yeah. All right, he doesn't take it in the ass.
Well, then you're not really gay.
Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass.
No backdoor policy, man.
Yeah, you like to pitch. You don't like to catch. I understand. That's not gay. You could go to jail and not be considered gay.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's
something to look forward to.
No, when you're in jail, you get a pass. You can do it.
Start blowing a guy in jail. This is not gay.
No, you can't blow a guy. But you can pitch in the ass. There's no problem there. Even if you take it in the ass.
The big fat D is so hairy. Wow. It's got one eye.
And two big balls.
That's right.
Which is weird because that was actual Robert Lee from ESPN.
Yeah, sure.
It's weird how we tie it all together.
How do we get to McGregor?
Well, I was kind of getting out of that. I was going from one UFC thing to McGregor. Mayweather is this weekend. Mm-hmm. Saturday, I'll be watching a fight. I don't know where yet because half of the places on Staten Island want to charge you just to get in. I think that's bullshit.
What is it?
If you're
going
to spend money.
Welcome to my house.
I don't. You might take advantage of me.
The gays have the butt sex.
I might take advantage of you, too. I don't know what's going to happen.
Is that $100, that fight, or something like that?
It's $100 for the fight.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, when you go to a bar, to me, like, it doesn't make any sense if you're going to a bar or, like, a restaurant slash bar to go watch the fight, why they would charge you to walk through the door. You're already spending money. You're going to be there for fucking a bunch of time.
Sure, yeah.
You're going to spend money. You're going to drink fucking like a fish.
You have a few, yeah.
You're not going to have like one and go, I'm driving.
See, I remember when they, like,
what?
Tyson would do his crazy, you know.
Yeah, but that was 5 seconds long.
Right, but the
ball. You can go to the movie theater and watch the fight.
Yeah, they used to do everything
closed circuit television.
Oh, do they have it in the theater?
No.
Oh, okay.
But that used to be the way.
Yeah, sure.
But this fight, even bigger than Pacquiao Mayweather, which I told people they should have put in a theater too, this one's even bigger. Now I'm just going to throw it out there. I want to go around the room. And the bisexual Marcus, the colored fruit on the phone. If you to put money down, because according to what I just read, somebody just sent it to me. Let me get the exact totals.
12
to you.
12 buy rates.
No, 95% of gamblers bet on McGregor in the fight versus Mayweather.
Really?
Okay. 95%. My whole thing is, I do believe that Conor McGregor has a chance. Because if you watch any one of his fights in the UFC,
I would make you for some action.
He's not a takedown guy. He's not a fucking grappler.
He does a lot of stand-up.
He's like a stalker. He can stalk you.
He's a stand-up guy who literally, when he connects to the chin, which is possible, I don't give a shit how small fucking Peanut Head's fucking head is, looks like a fucking cantaloupe on a stick.
What are the rules of this fight, though?
It is a regular boxing match, 12 rounds. McGregor has to. McGregor and Mayweather are wearing 8-ounce gloves as opposed to 12-ounce gloves.
Yeah, but nice.
They are going. Which makes a huge fucking difference.
But McGregor can use all those kicks.
No, he can't. No.
Oh, it is a boxing match, though.
It is a fucking boxing match.
Yeah, that's very different.
Corey is saying crazy. 95% is fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
As long as McGregor can corner. He should be it'd be fine. That's a counter. Sorry, I read that really fast. Counter, he should be fine. Absolutely. I think that Mayweather is really, really fucking, totally not thinking that McGregor has a chance. And I think even in the media, because they have mocked McGregor's fucking training regimen, they have just gone, well, fucking asshole, this whole week is going to strip clubs. McGregor's training.
Right.
McGregor's fucking. He wants to make the point that if I knock out the biggest mouth in fucking pro sports, if I knock out Floyd Mayweather, Mr. 49-0, who if I take away, if I make it 49-1, I become iconic.
Yeah.
I become
legendary.
I become legend. Wait for it, Derry.
Oh.
I become the man, the myth, the fucking might that is Conor McGregor. And I'm telling you, he has the skill.
The lad from Ireland.
Yes, he has the skill and the ability to shake the fucking shillelagh and punch him right in the gut. This motherfucker is going to take him down. I'm putting money on McGregor. Danny, what do you think? Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather, money team versus fucking the Irish dream. What do you think?
It's kind of a tough one, though, but...
Floyd Mayweather, pound for pound, one of the greatest boxers to ever live, but the fact of the matter is he's also a dancer and dances around the ring.
Right.
And he's getting old.
And he's 40.
I'm going to go
with... And this ain't Dancing with the Stars, motherfucker.
I'm going to go with Mayweather.
Taking Mayweather, he's going... Danny's taking the safe bet, even though 95%... 95% are fucking disagreeing with you. Billy, what do you got? Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor.
Now, McGregor, like you said, does a lot of the stand-up, but this will be the first time he's got to fight somebody who knows how to evade and move and dance.
Dude, he's fought a lot of guys in the UFC that fucking stick and move. They have a lot of fucking stand-up games.
It's a whole different thing inside
the
boxing ring.
Dude, Aldo... Wait, hold on for a second, because Aldo stood right across from him. Aldo stood toe-to-toe, went like this. McGregor took him down in half a fucking beat.
Right.
And he knew how to counteract that. You can't tell me he didn't.
No, but I'm saying
there's
a big difference between somebody that's all they train for is the boxing part. That's it. That's all they do. The other MMA, when you're fighting in MMA, you have to be able to do that and the other skills.
Oh, absolutely.
So you have to have in your mind, like, okay, this could happen, this could happen. Boxing is different.
All right, so who are you taking?
Boom.
Who are you taking?
Honestly, I really...
We're going to give you $1,000, Billy. You got $1,000 to put on the line. And don't split the bet. You got to put
I'd
on one guy.
I'd put $650
Yeah, you cocksucker. I knew it.
I'd put $650 on...
Son of a bitch.
Mayweather and the other part on McGregor.
All right, Corey, by the way, also Corey in the Facebook Live suite taking Mayweather. So you're taking Mayweather, you just said?
Yeah, I would probably end up going Mayweather just because he can dance and get away from him, because all he's got to do is make it through all the rounds.
So you're saying it's going to judge's decision? That's even a bigger bet. You're saying it's going 12 rounds?
That's how he wins. But this is what I'm saying.
He's fighting a guy that literally is got the death eyes Mayweather this time. He wants to shut him the fuck up.
There's a difference between training for 5-minute rounds and... What do you get? 3 5-minute rounds in MMA?
If it's a title fight, it's 3 5-minute rounds. In a regular bout, there's only, I think...
3 5-minute rounds.
No. It's not always 3 5-minute rounds.
I always thought that's what it was.
If it's a title fight, it's 5 rounds in a title fight.
Yeah.
5 rounds. It's a 3-round. I'm wrong. 3 rounds, 5 minutes in a regular fight.
Five rounds, five minutes in a title fight, yes.
All right. So
I got two Mayweathers. Hold on. We got other people to get to.
Stamina built on that as opposed to the boxing stamina.
I think that McGregor can do this. So we have three technical Mayweathers because you got Corey in the Facebook Live suite saying Mayweather. Danny said Mayweather. Billy saying Mayweather. Joe, you know nothing of this.
No, I don't.
But I'm still going to. You want the white guy or the black guy? Well, let's see what this happens.
The logic of the situation would be that they're playing by the boxer's rules. And
he's, but he's a Green Bay Packer fan.
Yes, I know. And the Packers suck wind. Everyone knows that. You know, they're a fag. They're a fag.
Stop.
The gays have the butt sack.
Yeah. All right, so go ahead, Joe. Real fast.
But,
come
but
on.
I'm going to go with Mayweather because I honestly think Mayweather is not over the top yet. And, you know.
Remember, look, Mayweather,
it's
40,
a close call.
40 years old, though.
Yes, that's the only thing that's really that's making me hesitate.
Not the youngin' he used to be, yeah. Taking on a young lion like Conor McGregor.
You are correct, sir.
Just saying. This is the fight game. Right. This is why I love the fight game. I don't like boxing, but I love the fight game. The combat arts are my love. I'm telling you right now, Conor McGregor
Vegas
is not the smart
McGregor,
money,
huh?
Even though 95%. Right. What?
Vegas is giving it to McGregor?
95% is giving it to McGregor. Those are the people that are putting in bets. 95%.
Right. If you
that's a lot of percents, folks.
That's not Vegas odds, though, right?
No. Vegas, there's a whole bunch of Vegas. Does somebody look up the odds? Of the McGregor fight, well, Joe is
somebody.
Well, those are the people who know.
All right, well, let's go before Joe gives his answer because it's going to take 3 years.
No, I
Marcus,
go,
you're taking Mayweather. You're done with because then you started talking about fucking
well,
the odds.
Well,
so
you brought up the Green Bay Packers. Those
no,
guys.
No, Billy. Did. All right, bisexual Marcus, what are you saying?
If you're going to give me okay, you know what? Here's the thing. I'm going with my gut here, my straight up gut. And I think that Conor McGregor's got a really good chance to beat Floyd Mayweather. I'm saying that because I watched enough Conor McGregor fights and I watched enough of Floyd Mayweather's fights. The way you beat Floyd is you need to attack him.
Just read him, Billy.
But the way Conor fights, like Conor quietly stalks you.
Yeah.
And when he gets his opening, he swarms on you.
Right.
And Floyd has not faced anybody like that. Not even Pacquiao
could do
anything like that to him.
And let's also point out the fact that Mayweather talks shit in the ring. Conor McGregor talks even more shit in the ring. So you're going to have that's going to throw Mayweather off his game because he's going to try to just keep fucking going out there and going nuts. Piney checking in. McGregor. Got another McGregor. Give me a point on that. Another McGregor. Hold on. Let's go to Billy, though. Billy has the stats, and he has also the fucking odds from Vegas. What do you got?
I don't know. I found the first thing. I went with the first thing.
I went with the first picture I saw of the two of them.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, so what do we got? What do we got?
Odds Sharks.
Ooh, oddsharks.com?
Yeah. No, I
don't know. .org.
Odds Shark.
Oh.
The fight is on.
Really?
Yes. Odds to win.
Says who?
Says them.
Okay.
Floyd Mayweather, minus 400.
Minus 400.
McGregor, plus 300.
All right.
To win by TKO.
I need Mayweather. A gambler. Can we get a gambler on
one? That's a significant difference because Floyd opened up at minus 1,200
when the fight
was announced.
Bisexual Marcus, tell me what that means. If I have $100 and I put it on McGregor, does that mean
you're asking the wrong person. Oh,
I don't know shit about
betting.
You started talking like you knew what the fuck you were talking about. Joe, are you a gambler, Joe?
I refer to ESPN. I don't know shit about betting. I don't even understand that. How could someone be the favorite and be minus? That doesn't make sense.
Because you don't. If your money you lay down on them, you're not going to get that much as a return if they win. Whereas the underdog.
Wow, we sound like we know nothing of this.
The underdog will.
And we don't.
We don't.
He wins, the money, the financial gain from that will be much higher, so you will.
Goddamn
well.
Math.
Corey says it's going to turn into a racist thing if McGregor wins. That is so fucking true. That is so
And I'm not just
true.
Saying that. I'm also saying McGregor because I really fucking hate Mayweather and I really want someone to beat him.
I wanted Pacquiao to do this. And look, I think that the Pacquiao had the skill and the ability to do this, but I don't think the thing Pacquiao was missing is he was too nice.
Yeah.
He did not have that killer instinct that Conor McGregor has. Conor McGregor has the, it's going to sound stupid, but the eye of the tiger. Even though that fucking bisexual Marcus wants the cock of the tiger. But the eye of the tiger that Conor McGregor has is flawless when it comes to looking at an opponent, picking its fucking the soft side, knowing how to break it down. He's been doing it for fucking years. That's how he skyrocketed in MMA. His mouth got him even more in UFC. I'm telling you, it's not the smart money, because the smart money is always to go with the guy that's 49-0 going into this fight.
Absolutely.
But I'm telling you, I'm going with McGregor. I'll put a hundo down on McGregor.
Yeah.
I'll put a hundo. I don't make that much.
Conor's
but I'll put a
got
hundo.
One punch knockout power.
He does. Right. That's
look
the
at
thing.
Jose Aldo. He put Jose Aldo to sleep less than 13 fucking seconds.
That's what I was saying to Billy. That's exactly what I'm saying to Billy. Aldo has a stand-up game the same as McGregor. The two men squared off. He snuck it in, hit the point of his chin. Boom. Aldo was sleeping. You should have got him a blanket and a pillow. He fucking went to sleep right. That quick.
I mean, if he can trap
Mayweather
in a corner,
done.
It's over.
That's the other thing.
If you catch him slipping, all he got to do is catch him slipping.
Yeah. Just one little false move.
And think about it. Mayweather he slips all the fucking time. Mayweather legitimately slips every fucking fight because he talks so much shit in the ring. And what happens is when you have like Pacquiao just let it fucking happen. McGregor
is... at the fight.
Yeah.
But when you look at the fights with like Sugar Shane Mosley and Marcos Maidana, there was a moment when Floyd Mayweather was caught slipping and he got punched in the face. He didn't go down, but he got caught. And that's the thing, Conor.
Conor's wearing 8 ounce gloves. Those 8 ounce gloves could be the downfall of Mayweather.
Right,
8 ounce gloves on a man with a skill set. Like Conor McGregor, he's going to do some plastic surgery on Mayweather's fucking chin. And that is the scary part. That's why I'm saying McGregor. I'm sticking to my guns. We have a split decision here in the room as far as I'm concerned, because I'm even taking...
Well, Ty goes to the champion. Ding, ding. Okay, we're done.
Well, no, right now, because you got Piney saying McGregor. I'm saying McGregor. Bisexual Marcus is saying McGregor. Corey, you said Mayweather, right? I think he said Mayweather. So you guys, it might not be a split decision. You guys might have totally taken it because I think there's four Mayweathers and
but
only three McGregors.
End of the day, somebody will protest the fight saying it's some sort of
That's what Corey said.
And it'll never happen. And, you know.
Well, if Mayweather wins, I'll change my vote this way.
Well, you'll change
it now.
Yeah, because the win.
When McGregor wins, I'm telling you now, all hell is going to break loose because the sport of boxing has so much to lose on this fight.
Right.
Because a fucking novice beats the top guy in your sport. Do you know how fucking embarrassing that is?
Look, boxing has one foot in the fucking casket and the other on the banana peel. This is life support for them. If Conor McGregor beats Mayweather, the sport of kings, as it's referred to, is fucking dead.
Right, and everybody will turn against Mayweather, saying how he never trained right, he didn't do this, he was an unworthy champion.
He's in strip clubs all this whole week, he's in strip clubs.
He should have never
been
there.
Spending money on the bitches.
Yeah, right. Making it rain. And Piney said he hopes he's hanging out with fucking Jones.
That's the excuse for the rematch.
He's always hanging out with Bones Jones doing a little fucking cocaine, maybe.
Ooh. More than likely.
You heard Conor, he's making it rain on the stripper bitches.
If he does lose this, they're going to turn on him like Hollywood turned on Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
They're going to throw him out there and go, fuck him.
They'll give Mayweather to Bill Cosby.
Yeah. More than likely.
That's what they'll do.
You know, they're just going to, we want nothing to do with him. He's never
that'll
anything.
That'll be the next fight.
They'll sell him.
Cosby Mayweather.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a good fight, Cosby Mayweather.
Give him drugs.
It's going to be nice.
And one more bold prediction before I go.
All right, hurry up because I got to get out of here.
If Floyd wins, I'm telling you now, this is not his last fight. He's going to sit there and say this is his last fight.
Right.
I mean, you got people like Gennady Golovkin. And you got people out there like Keith Thurman who want to fight him. They're going to find a way to fight him, and he's going to fight him. So this is not going to be Floyd's last fight. I guarantee you.
Look, Floyd Money Mayweather will be cashed in and be cashed out by Conor McGregor. I'm telling you right now. Thanks, Bisexual Marcus.
No problem. I love you guys.
Love you, Joe.
All righty.
Hope you get some cock this weekend.
Hey, where's my fuck you, Joe?
Well, he was too busy. We had to get the fuck out of here.
Fuck you.
There you go. Look, by a white man. It's the Ham Radio Show. We gotta get the fuck out of here. Bannons! Remember, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And if you're gonna fuck that chicken, remember, Conor McGregor was here. And then you fuck him. That's what you do. There's the censor. Countdown going on. Remember, AMF, my friend. Adios, motherfucker!
From above, Danny, tell the people what they want to hear. Bye bye.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.